Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Well, I think our guys did a great job. I mean, we really wanted to control the transition defense and their ball screen offense. Just so much respect for each one of their players. You know, offensively, we spaced it, we moved it. We needed to have high assists, low turnovers. We had 16 assists, 11 turnovers against their pressure defense. I mean, they're fifth in the country defensively as well. So the guys were locked in. We're enjoying each other when it's time to enjoy each other, but they were locked in, and I thought they did a really good job in transition defense and in ball screen defense.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Porter Moser. We're going to talk to him at 8:30. He, of course, the Loyola head coach, and they had the big victory over Illinois, another Big Ten team. Running afoul of some trouble in the tournament. And we're delighted to welcome in the man himself, Tim Brando, national sports commentator with Fox Sports. Did a ton of Big Ten, Big East games. Tim, good morning. Always a joy. How are you?
Morning, Tim.
I'm wonderful. Great to be with both of you guys. How are you?
Well, we're always appreciative of the fact that you gave us your Wonder Grump and the great Dustin Rhodes. Trained under you, and always a delight to get a chance to hear the nickname you gave him, Wonder Grump.
He's bruised, he's battered, but he's not beleaguered. He's still the Wonder Grump.
Well, the Big Ten's pretty beaten up. I you know, we talked about it this morning. Did they beat each other up so bad? I don't know what it is. I thought the Big Ten was the best basketball conference this year, and obviously the committee seemed to believe that, and now we're looking at three teams standing from nine.
Yeah, and I think Maryland's going to be gone later today. I don't think they can hang on with Alabama, so they'll be punched out, in my opinion. Look, I've said this many times before, and by the way, Dustin Rhodes has heard this, going back to his time with me at the old Sporting News. You do not measure a conference's strength by a postseason tournament or a bowl game. You just don't. Fans always do it. Media does it because it's easy, but you just don't. It's about matchups. It's not about the league itself. It's about matchups. And I agree with Pete Thamel, who yesterday wrote, and I agreed with him, in some cases the committee doesn't seed this thing properly. I mean, Illinois and clearly Loyola of Chicago should not have been an 8 and an 8-9 game. Okay. Missouri Valley doesn't have a great TV deal, so not as many people are exposed to it. And I gather that also means the committee is part of that group that doesn't get it. They shouldn't have been playing in an 8-9 game. Loyola of Chicago has got a couple of players left over from a Final Four team run, and they deserved a better seeding, which would have meant that Illinois wouldn't have had to have played them. It was a bad matchup, and really, when you stop and think about it, unfair to both teams. But Loyola advances and moves on and has a great chance to continue. Listen, this year especially because of COVID, none of these teams played as many intersectional games as they normally would have. So we didn't get a full measure of just how great the Big Ten was. So, yeah, it may have been overly inflated because it was overly exposed, okay? But other leagues have great teams in them that we don't get a chance to see. How about Oral Roberts, for crying out loud? Are they clearly not a 15? I'd say so. They're better than a 15. Now, Other teams, like an Abilene Christian, they played out of their minds. They out-efforted Texas. They deserve to be where they are. But a team like ORU, you watch them play a second consecutive game, and they beat Florida legitimately. Okay, they were with them the entire game. So to look at the reception of the Loyola of Chicago whole Sister Jean Cinderella thing was wonderful a couple of years ago. I don't think the perception of that being a big upset should exist this time around. But again, it comes back down to where college basketball is as a sport. And this year with COVID, the lack of intersectional matchups means that we really didn't know, you know, what we had. The committee did the best it could, I think, in getting the right teams in. Okay, but in some cases, especially with schools representing conferences that we don't see as often, the seating was poor. Okay, and so that's just something we have to live with, I think.
So as a result, you get four teams seated 13 or higher, moving on to the round of 32, first time that's ever happened. You get nine double-digit right. seeds advancing to the round of 32. Is that good for the sport in your mind? Because I think it's exciting. You never know what's going to happen, but it does expose this seeding problem, which I think it makes the seeding almost look ridiculous.
Well, it's going to hurt the ratings once we get into the Sweet 16, because a lot of the teams that have larger alumni bases will be gone, and therefore there'll be this view that, gosh, this is just not as strong. We're not as a lot of fans check out when their teams get beat, okay? And there's no denying that Illinois is a program that's going to, have a lot more of a following outside the Chicagoland area than Loyola of Chicago, even though they're Cinderella. Cinderellas are wonderful, but if you're stuck with a bunch of them, then you're going to get hosed in the television ratings. So that's something that you have to think about. College basketball is not like college football. As a matter of fact, most of the television deals that you have for basketball are connected to their football deals. And the networks view college basketball as winner inventory, okay, not ratings getters. Okay, college basketball has struggled, since the whole one-and-done thing, and really since the mid-90s. College basketball has been hurt. Yeah, there's a lot of it to see, but most of it, as I said, it's there for inventory in the wintertime. But their television deals are connected to football. And when you're a basketball-only league, other than the Big East, who has a great deal? Who has a great TV deal in basketball? No one, okay? You see a little bit more of the American Conference because they have a good football deal. Not great, not a Power 5 deal, but it's okay. But these other leagues, as I said, like the Valley, like the OVC, you name your league, the A-10, you don't see as much of these guys. I tell you what we're going to find, and this is the thing that really really upset me yesterday, and it's a social media viewpoint, but as I looked on Twitter, fellas, every coach of every single-digit team that lost in the opening weekend of the NCAA tournament, according to Twitter followers, should be fired. Every one of them. Fire Michael White. Fire Chris Holtman. Fire them all, okay? No. I mean, it was a pandemic year. You got a bad draw, and you lost a game. The overinflated views of fans and the anger, the angst, the bitterness, and the filth that we see in other segments of our society has clearly spilled over into sports. And that's really a shame. Sports should be the last bastion of what's good with America. And even it is being soiled now by the awful, hateful rhetoric that we have in our country today.
No doubt about it. Tim, thank you. Great catching up. Really appreciate the insights.
Thanks, Tim.
You got it, fellas. Always a pleasure to be with you. And happy madness. Enjoy it. That's there for that, okay? Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, we're enjoying it in Chicago, at least those of us that went to Loyola. I don't know that everyone is, but it's pretty fascinating. I agree with some of the points Tim made there, and especially the idea that this comes down to that damn selection committee. We yelled at them because of where Loyola was seated. We didn't think about it in terms of what Illinois, how it affected them, but that was unfair to both teams, and it kind of peeves me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.